We've all heard the slogans, absolutely, positively Wellington, you can't beat Wellington on a good day, but you may not have touched base with the combination of civic pride and bad behaviour that is the Wellington Easter, a community blog spawned in 2004 by James Guthrie, who's best known as the creator of the award-winning and gloriously fictional Bizgirl blog and the long-running Noisyland New Zealand music website. James is joined on Wellington Easter by a fluid group of contributors, including journal keeper Joe McLeod of hubris.co.nz, the founder of the Dropkick sports podcast Hayden Green, and blogger and barfly Tom Beard. He's the one with the cultured accent. I asked James to explain. What do you actually do the Wellington Easter? It involves going out, doesn't it?
Oh, for these guys it does. I'm amazed at how this is seriously the first time I've been out in months. And even that was like, oh man, yeah, I've really got to make the effort. And I've had flu a week as well, which doesn't help. But
So you're sort of the evil genius figure who sits in the background.
Well, that was kind of, I was laughing to my wife as I walked out the door. She says, oh, you know, what are you going to say about, why you got everyone else to join up? And I said, well, it's because I really didn't want to do any work.
I've decided that I'm going to ask my manager if I can just work 4 days a week because I want to be challenged a little bit more, and I'm really interested in developing the Wellingtonista and Hubris, my site, and various other projects that I'd like to do. So I try to be more active because I want to make the Wellingtonista bigger and better, and also I'm obsessive about apostrophes, so if anyone posts, I'm going to come along and edit their post and add a little style guide in. And it's not a reflection on them, it's just that I'm anal and I want things to be done right.
Is it in any sense a reaction to the official narrative about Wellington? You know, absolutely, positively, it's all very nice, the council and everything like that. Whereas you guys seem to be a bit more unruly whilst loving the place.
We love Wellington. I think in many ways we're not particularly fond of the council and things it does, like the bypass. But Wellington's not about the council, Wellington's about the people in it and the awesome things that we do and the places to go and the people you meet and everything like that. Council plays a really minute part of that. So I don't think we're rebelling as such, we're just living our lives the way we want to live them.
I mean, one thing we notice with the traffic to public address is that a lot of our readership and a hell of a lot of the comments traffic comes from people in Wellington. I mean, what is it about that? Is it that old thing about Wellington being the city of ideas where people will actually argue and talk about things?
Hayden and I have theories on this. Yeah. Probably Tom does as well.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
It's more the city of spare time. There was a thing a little while ago about Stuff discovered that people who'd clicked on their poll about some political thing, most of them had come from political backgrounds, like ministries and things. And they said, oh, this is the ministry trying to push up the poll. I think it was more the public sector were bored and surfing the internet than anything else, yeah.
I wouldn't do personal surfing on work time ever, but if I did, I might find that things like Photo Bucket and so on are blocked. But also at the ministry I work for, we don't have desktop internet access except for if you happen to be a web coordinator, and then they can track you because it's your own computer.
I've just moved out of the public service into a private company, in fact a high-tech startup, back to that world again, and they're quite happy for me to do some blogging. In fact, they want me to. One of the reasons they employed me was to help write on their blog. So it's blogging can actually get you a job, and lose you one possibly.
Yeah, it's good. I found that I also recently started a job, and the Wellington Easter was a big tick in my CV. It was amazing. They thought it was just brilliant, and they said, you know, how much money do you make out of it? I'm like, oh, absolutely nothing. It cost me quite a bit to run.
And from there, it was into the Wellingtonite on an expedition meticulously planned by Joe and only regretted by me when I heard the tape playback. Joe, okay, this is the next phase of the evening. We're at Scopa on Cuba Street. Tell us about Scopa.
Scopa is run by Enzo Breslin, and Leonardo Breslin, apparently, who are the sons of Romero Breslin, who was a huge pioneering Wellington restaurateur.
And you just ordered pizza for all of us. That was a fairly dominant thing to do, wasn't it?
I tend to be like that, actually, in all my friendship circles. Like, we like to go to Canton in Kingsland when I go to Auckland, or the Malaysian restaurant, no, Vietnamese, Saigon on K Road. And I just like things to be ordered. I like things to work, and I think it works better if one person just does the ordering in a big group of people, because you don't have people fucking around, and it's just a lot simpler, and I know what I like, and I... tend to be quite an inclusive person, so I make sure that everyone's taken care of.
Well, you've got good taste in Auckland restaurants, I'll give you that.
Yes, hopefully tonight will be good, but I entertain a lot. I'm a very entertaining person.
Especially number three,
and so modest too. But it's just basically, I like people to have a good time when I'm around them, because if people are having a good time, probably I'll have a good time. And so it's important to me that everyone is chilled out, and I also hate indecision. Indecision drives me crazy, so it's easier if I make decisions.
We've moved on a short distance from Scopa to Imbibe, where, according to Sewer, we're going to be doing something called pineapples.
People think of a Mai Tai as being a long and fruity drink made with pineapple juice and so on. No, you should never have pineapple in a Mai Tai. You can have a Mai Tai in a pineapple, but never vice versa.
So, not pineapple in a Mai Tai, but Mai Tai in a pineapple.
Absolutely. A Mai Tai should be strong and alcoholic, right, like most of us.
I'm going to taste the pineapple now. Good God, that's alcoholic.
Pure alcohol.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of alcohol in this.
Apparently,
I'm assured is the Wellingtonister tradition, so we're going with it. Well, we're here in the Mighty Mighty after having paid an entirely reasonable, I would think, $5 cover charge. Handkerchief size smoking area at Mighty Mighty. It's been a really pleasant evening. It's been good fun. I've talked to people.
A good fun group.
I've talked bollocks.
We love to talk the bollocks.
This is often what happens at the end of the night. We get to the end of the night and think to ourselves, well, where is it to go from here? So here we are. You can hear the wind and the water. We're at the harbour. It's time for a dip. Joe, tell us what's going to happen.
This is one of the things that separates Wellington from Auckland, just in terms of, although we're a lot cooler, obviously, but you can swim in the harbour in Wellington and it's perfectly safe and fine. And so what I like to do, especially in summer, it's not the warmest night tonight, but jumping off the walk near Frank Kitts Lagoon, it's an awesome way to end the night, especially if you have a big thing to celebrate. Like if it's your last night at work, you jump off the plane into the water and it's a cleansing ritual.
I'm hoping to be home by 2 o'clock to tell the wife I've had a good sober night out. So we shall see.
Well, that's the thing.
If my wet undies and whatnot give me away.
Swimming in the water will sober you up, James. No. James, can you swim?
I can get back to the ladder.
Exactly. That's all that's important. So let's go. Sweet.
You should come and ride it, Eric.
Oh, man.
Woo! That's a good time. Come on.
The swell just brings you back to the shore. And on up the ladder. Quite safe.
Want to do it.
Very refreshed. Gonna catch my bus now.